The Kid Craddock Morning Show, starring the president of the Blake Shelton Fan Club, straight from the streets of Compton, or from the most expensive private school in town, or from the field of the Dallas Cowboys, or from the bed of Millie Jackson. Big Al Mack, it's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How about that?
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
How about that?
Clap, studio audience.
What's going
and
on?
The grammar,
right now?
Everybody.
So we completely switched everything up.
Yeah, we did.
Our voice guy is on Christmas vacation.
He left already?
Yeah, he left already, Big Al.
So how did he get to leave before we left?
You know how he is. He makes way more money than we do.
White people.
So we're going to have a live return from Nick, who has the coolest voice in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And that person you heard singing was Andy Grammer.
Yo, yeah, Andy Grammer.
Surprise!
That's our surprise guest.
Merry Christmas, surprise!
That's your birthday present, Big Al.
That's my birthday present?
We got you a dude.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. Wow. Awkward.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Andy's going to be singing us into breaks.
Yes.
Yeah, with songs he's just learning.
Seriously, this is going to be awesome.
Oh, you have sheets of Christmas
music. I have sheet
music.
There's full-on cheating going on over here. So
there's no way you, being a musician for so long, haven't played some Christmas music.
I haven't really played very much Christmas music.
No?
It's bad.
Do you not like it?
But last night in my hotel, I was furiously learning these all.
Well, it sounded great, Andy.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Magazines or Novels is your album. It's out right now.
Yeah, it's out right now. Good plug, bro. Right,
I know.
Bad.
Okay, so this red bucket in front of you, Andy, we moved over to the Canal Side Lounge.
Oh,
we have a ton of listeners, right, in here hanging out with us. The party, but is that a tip jar?
That is a tip jar.
Oh, let me get the party started. The tip jar, this is the secret you need to know. If you're going to wait tables, someone has to start the tip jar.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, usually Mexican I'll start it to get it going.
Unfortunately, all I have are pesos.
Oh, my God.
Those are pesos.
But
Al has
so
pesos?
Much.
How much are you giving them?
100 pesos.
So is that 10?
That's about a dollar.
When I was performing, I would honestly do that. I would set my guitar case open and then throw a bunch of money and get
you got to get it started. A bit. Any bartender, any musician knows that.
You know the deal, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy used to, didn't you perform on like on
the
pier?
He was on the promenade in
on
Santa Monica. I'll never forget that story because it's just so cool. I wish you would still leave a tip jar. Do you do that at concerts?
No, I haven't done that
yet. I know you paid to get in, but will you still tip me?
That's like my thing. Like I leave it at the show. I leave a jar in the front of you, just throw money on
you. You wouldn't be the first.
If you can afford front row, you obviously have money to throw away. So please tip me while I play for you. That's how you do
it.
By the way, once the tip jar fills up, I'm going to need that 100 pesos back.
You got it.
All right. Hey, I saw you on TV. Weren't you just on The Voice recently? Weren't you one of the one of the contestants went back and did a Christmas concert or something with you?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, did you have any advice? Because I know the guy was like super excited.
Was,
I don't remember
really
which contestant
nervous.
It was.
Yeah, it was awesome. He's got a great voice. Oh, my God.
He didn't win.
He didn't win.
No, the country guy won. I don't know who won. That
Craig
Wayne
he's
Boyd.
From here. Chris?
Craig Wayne Boyd.
Yes, he's from here. Or
oh, nice.
15, 20 miles from here. Yeah.
Is it weird when they put you with a dude that you don't know very well and then you got to perform with them? And
well, what's funny is he's from Portland and the whole voice thing, and then he went up and sang and he was good. But then the crowd gave him like a Portland standing ovation.
Yeah.
It was like this crazy thing. And they're like, and now your turn. Go in.
I guess I will follow that up.
Oh, ow.
Andy's got a new magazine out. This is Andy Grammer, by the way, if you're just joining us. Magazines or Novels. You have a new single called Honey, I'm Good.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite song on the album?
It's one of my favorites. It really is.
Honey, I'm Good.
Honey, I'm Good.
Tell me where this came from.
I love it because it's like a very honest love song. Right, I can't tell whether girls like it now yet or not. I think they do.
Is it about your
wife?
We'll
tell you for
so,
sure.
Yeah, so the idea is that part of being in love is getting lost in your lover's eyes, right? We couldn't possibly look away.
Right, when you're sitting there cuddling in bed and
that's
you're just staring into each other's
exactly.
eyes.
Exactly, that is a big part of being in love.
I told you people do that,
When's
Kelly?
The last time you did that, Kelly?
Oh, geez. Why would you bring that up? You know I'm sadly divorced.
last Saturday.
For the guys, and I don't know if it's much for the girls, but the other part of being in love is like just being faithful and not looking at the other hot girls.
Right.
That's like real.
Wait,
that's
you're allowed to look at other hot girls?
You can. You can, but you can't act on it.
Right.
Nice. Okay.
So this is a song about being on tour, being like, holy crap, you're super hot, and you keep coming up to me, and I'm good.
How do you stare at girls?
Like a real
I gotcha.
My
okay.
wife's incredible.
Okay.
Uh-huh. If I can just get out of this situation, everything's going to be great.
Oh.
What's your get-out line?
My get-out line is like, I don't know.
Apparently it's Honey, I'm Good.
Yeah,
honey,
now
I'm
it's good. The song. Now when it gets a girl, I just start singing the song.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm good.
Let me, where's my guitar? Let me play this for you.
Yeah.
Will you play that song for us,
Let's
Andy?
Let's do this. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
All right. Andy Grammer, everybody.
Honey, I'm Good.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long night here and a long night there. Knees long, long legs, damn near everywhere. Hold up, now you look good, I will not lie. But if you ask where I'm staying tonight, I gotta be like, oh baby, nah baby, you got me all wrong baby. My baby's already got all of my love. So nah, nah, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got a bid you would do to another. I'll stay true. Ooh, 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 true. Check it out, I got her, she got me, and you've got that, but I can't leave. You gotta be like, oh baby, no baby, you got me all wrong baby. My baby's already got all of my love. So no, no, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got a bid you would do to another. I'll stay true. Probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got a bit you would do to another. I'll stay true.
Here we are at the Big Al Max.
I'm gonna drink to that one.
Big Al Max birthday bash.
Yes, let's drink to that.
I'm drinking to that.
We're drinking to that one.
Al, are you on your first or second, third?
It's just the first. It's 7 o'clock in the
morning. That was so
man,
good.
Seven
wasn't
central.
It?
That was so good, Andy.
I can only imagine how hard it is for a dude that's like a musician like you to turn girls away.
You know, you mean you dream about it?
I mean, not that I dream about it, because I don't know if I would want that problem.
Oh yeah, no man wants that problem.
No,
what,
if I was single,
girls away?
Every night.
If I was single,
of course you want that problem. What are you talking about?
I don't want that problem.
Oh, married guy, shut up. Every guy wants that problem.
Go home and stare at your wife's eyes in bed in the night.
See, you got Andy. They were making fun of me because I was talking about that the other day. I'm so glad you brought that up.
It's, you know, it's like you just keep on trying to find, like, the real things to sing about. And so I've written so many love songs that are the basic love song. So it was time to write one that was like, all right, hold on, this is real. I've been married for 2 years now. My wife is the jam. Like, she's the best. Like, there's no doubt about it. She's the
only
one
James?
I want. But in the moment, you're like, this is wow.
Right. Okay.
You know
Did
that song?
She's the James?
The Jam.
She's the Jam.
Oh,
she's
I thought I was learning new
she's
lingo.
She's the Jam.
She's the
No, his wife's name is actually James.
I thought the James was like something cool. Like, she's so cool. She's like James Brown cool or something, you know?
No.
I thought I was learning something.
She's that girl with that cool guy name, so her name is James.
Yeah.
You know? That's how it is.
When do you get to go home to your true honey for Christmas? I mean, this is hard because you're on the road promoting your album.
Totally.
When do you get to see her? Today?
Yeah, I'll get home today.
So
oh,
this
good.
Is it. We're it
this
for it. You.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to come ice skating at Al's
Park tonight? I was going to invite you to the big birthday bash tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, get your
really
finger chopped off.
Really safe ice skating on a non-level parking lot.
What time is that?
Dude,
whatever
time you need it to be.
What is that?
Whatever time you need. I'm setting up a portable ice skating rink in the parking lot. Just come on now. You got
drunk
it.
People with blades strapped to their feet. What could go wrong?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm into
it's pretty small right there. Why
you can
not
tell
do
how
it?
Impressed the studio audience is.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we mentioned ice skating, everybody's faces went like, ugh.
First straight black guy ever to have an ice skating ice party.
No, Jay-Z just rented out the rink at Did you hear that?
No!
Yeah, Jay-Z did it.
No! I'll
tell you, it was on Page Six this morning. Jay-Z rented out the ice skating rink at Rockefeller Center.
Oh, wow.
He got it from me.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He got it from me.
Hey, Andy, how do you get invited to a Taylor Swift-type celebration? Did you see that party she threw with, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce yes. and Justin Timberlake?
Well, how does he know? He wasn't invited.
I know, but you've been to cool stuff like that before. Is
yeah,
it like,
I think you just kind of gotta get lucky. I don't know.
Like, right place, right time.
I don't know. I'm not the best at that.
There's
I'm like,
not some... We just assumed there was some kind of, like, celebrity address book
yeah.
that it was just... She could just mass text, and if sure. you made the cut or you didn't make the cut.
Were they yeah. all, like, at the New York Jingle Ball, and they all just kind of went back to their house? Isn't that what happened?
I mean, that's kind of like what we're going to do today. We're all just hanging out for work, and then we're all going to yeah. go to Al's Ball. Yeah.
Nah, honey, he's good.
So Andy, yeah, that's an interesting question. Like, if you're out with some celebrities that you kind of you're cool with, sure. but you don't really know, you know what I'm saying? How do you say, hey, let me get your number? Do you just say, is it just that simple? Or
the worst at that. I feel so, like, some people are good at that.
Yeah. yeah
I'm
yeah.
like, I just never want to be imposing on anybody.
Right.
Bad.
Is there
a lot of times that they want you to do it. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Is there that celebrity that's kind of creepy that just hangs around waiting to, like, get everybody's phone numbers? You don't have to say a name, but is there? Like,
yeah, definitely.
yeah. I love that.
But you can't, I don't know. God, it's harder for guys, I think. For girls, you get to go like, right. oh, I don't get my number out.
Right.
Is that fair or you don't get to do that?
I give my number out to everybody.
I'll give you my email.
Numbers I don't recognize.
Yeah.
I'm creepy. Like, I'll take a photo and be like, I got a great photo of you and your friends. You want it? And then to text it.
Smart.
That's a great move.
I actually learned that from a guy who did that once. Like, oh, my phone's dead. Will you take a photo of my friends and I?
There you go.
Not you in it. And then send it to me. And then they have your number. It's a great. And then I reversed it.
We're hanging out with Andy Grammer. You'll chill the whole morning with us, right,
yeah,
Andy?
I got so many okay. more mediocre Christmas songs. <Thank you.
laughs> It's the Big Al Mac birthday bash coming up next.
Yeah.
The favorite Big Al moments and sayings.
Oh, my.
Oh, Andy, you want to hear this?
Oh, my.
Big Al Mac being dumb from the past year. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I'm announcer Nick, and I'm wearing women's panties, and I love it.
Wow.
Too much information.
Let Andy play his song.
I mean, seriously.
Oh, sorry, dog.
Jeez.
It's
Al,
my birthday.
It's your birthday.
It's
He's
my
been
birthday.
Practicing
I'm sorry, Andy.
If you know this one, you can sing
I've
with
always
me.
Wanted to do this. One.
Christmas Christmas. I'm oh, trying God. To do it like a chipmunk, and I just sound like an adolescent boy.
Go ahead.
Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last.
Yeah! That's Andy Grammer right
Andy
there.
Grammer.
Andy Grammer.
He's our house band.
That was real good, that one.
Sorry, that Al's really rude.
He's our house band.
He's our house band. We have a live studio audience this morning.
Yeah.
If you want to see Andy Grammer's pretty face, go to kidtv.com.
Yeah, and during the commercials, when you know you can tune into Kid TV, we're still doing stuff during the commercial breaks. We're giving away prizes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're cleaning out the prize closet, actually. So well, some of them are getting nicer things than others.
Right.
The best prize was already given away, Kelly.
What, the Justin Bieber perfume?
Yes.
Did anyone get anything used?
No.
No, it's all new stuff. It's,
it's all new.
This is right, literally good. Stuff that's sitting in the prize closet that we have to get rid of.
Yeah.
We have to do inventory at the end of the year for tax purposes, so we have to get rid of all
So
this
we want
stuff.
To get rid of
right.
it. Yeah. So, Andy, I heard you like puns.
I do love puns.
And jokes.
Do you have some for me?
You're so lucky. I have one right now.
Okay.
Because I haven't gone to my computer in a while. Andy. What do you call a kid who does not believe in Santa Claus?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't? Good.
I'm excited, though. I'm really excited.
You ready?
Don't be.
A rebel without a clause.
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. The looks.
Thank you.
The looks you're getting.
Thank you.
You need to go Google more of those.
Slow clap. Slow clap.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know. I totally made that up.
You got one, Andy?
I don't, but I will say that I was at Chipotle the other day.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And
shut up.
They had this terrible card. So because I love puns, when they're really bad, I
right.
hate them. I get angry.
Uh-huh.
And so they have these like gift cards for Chipotle, and it said, "Let it burrito." Like, let it snow, and I was just the worst. So I took a picture of it.
So you're on a campaign.
Yeah, I did. I put on Instagram, and I was like, listen, just in general, we can beat this. And mine was, Walking Stuffers, which I thought was way better.
Oh, that's yeah. great.
And then we got a lot of good ones, like walking around the Christmas tree. Like, a lot of good stuff came from it.
Yeah.
So, walking.
Like walking
guacamole.
Yeah.
Andy's going to be with us all morning long. He's our return guy, our band guy.
Yep.
And our voice guy went on break already for Christmas. So Nick, our one of our great producers, is pulling out pieces of paper that he's never seen before, and that's what he's reading. So when he tells you he loves wearing women's underwear, he really does, but he didn't know it was coming up.
He didn't know he was going to reveal that.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're also drinking, so the show's going to get better.
I just discovered that mimosas make me burp.
Mimosas. It went from mimosa to mimosas.
I'm like uncontrollably trying to control that.
After her second one, they become mimosas.
What are you drinking, Andy Grammer?
I got my... my seven water over here.
Yeah, we gotta get that plug.
Thanks for the plug.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Really living on the edge. Living on the edge, Andy.
Created just for you, deep in the Canadian wilderness.
I know. I can
show you how our show works. Everybody is holding little papers in their lap.
Yep.
To, you know, show prep.
Yep.
I got a drink.
You got a drink.
That's because the gal, you don't know what's coming up next because this is your birthday.
Mm. Yeah.
And we're doing stuff to surprise you and celebrate you and make a little bit of fun of you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
it's like any other day.
Any other day.
Yeah.
Being Big Al's birthday bash, we decided to celebrate Big Al's year. And we decided to pull some of the best audio clips from Big Al Mac.
Highlights or lowlights, highlights, maybe?
Mostly highlights for us.
This is not going to be
the best
good,
of 2014.
Andy. It's Big Al Mac being Big Al Mac. Right. Like, let's kick it off with this one.
All right.
Big Al Mac talked about his golden doodle, Curtis, 23 times. In the opening segment alone. There's more stats. Taking up over 46 minutes of our opening segment. But we chopped it down to 30 seconds of dog training.
All right.
Here's Big Al Mac.
Well, my little boy is gone to school. I took Curtis to obedience training. Need you to clean up after him like my dog. Curtis comes home today. She's got this cute picture of Curtis with the graduation hat on. They told me to still put him in the kennel if I'm not going to be home. He did it again, y'all.
What?
Talking about Curtis.
Yeah, that doggy training really... Don't Choose Shoes as part of the course.
He took another bite out of my flip-flop.
Flip out my flip-flop!
Have you guys noticed?
He's a demon dog.
Big Al has not talked about Curtis since, I believe, October.
Yeah,
I think it's because the training failed and he's so disappointed. Yeah. He doesn't even want to talk about it
anymore. He gets really into him sometimes, and then it's almost like he doesn't even have a dog.
Do you still own Curtis?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Curtis.
Talking to the mic.
You're radio. Come on, buddy.
It's my first day.
Come on.
So we didn't realize that Curtis, we have a dog walk. Well, say we, my girlfriend and I, we kind of share this dog. Anyway. So I didn't know that they had not taken the dog to pee when they took him out to walk. I mean, at least they didn't on the last leg of the trip. So I figured he was good. The next morning, he'd been in the crate all night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning, normal routine. Let him out of the crate, chain him up, let's go outside, you know? He went to the bathroom. The bathroom and took the longest pee that I've ever seen a dog take. It was like...
In the bowl?
No! It was like a commercial break. It was like 8 minutes. And I'm like, Curtis, no. And I couldn't like say no, mid-pee. You know,
pinch
you can't
it.
Stop a man mid-pee.
And look how good he is. I mean, at least he went into the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Just like his daddy.
Is that good, Al?
And why do they always want to play when you're on the toilet?
They want to.
I know.
Don't let them in the bathroom when you're on the toilet.
You can't keep the bathroom door open. They jump on your legs.
It sounds like you're this guy. I became this guy. I didn't know I was going to be this guy.
Yeah.
When other people bring up their kids, do you...
Bring up the fight, so hard.
He does.
Yeah, Al doesn't
really
talk about his kids.
Yeah, that's a bad subject.
Was that the end of your story, Big Al?
Yeah.
That was it.
That was Big Al's pointless story of the day.
Thank you. Kelly?
20 years of that.
Yeah, let's focus on Big Al's talent.
Yeah, you know, Al sang a lot this year.
He did.
Oh, boy.
And here are all or most of the songs by Big Al in 2014, even though Trey might have missed one.
Get up, get on up, and sing. Get on up, and stretch machine. Get on up,
flip on my flip flop.
Everyone thinks that you're so cute. You ate the soles right out of my shoes. I paid damn good money for you.
I can't figure out why he never faces east or west.
Still
I challenge your dog to the test.
Why do you face north when you move?
Working up on the job. Mary Jane and bookkeeping got me thinking about creeping Samantha at our front desk. Man, she's got some perky breasts. Come to my bar. It's not that far. Pick you up in my truck, cause I ain't got a car. Can I stand by when you spin around in that chair? Come to my bar just for one beer, man. Crushing on you for the last 5 years.
This is about
tonight.
Blake, right? Yeah.
My bar is the only thing I want you to be spinning around in. On. What was I smoking?
Blake,
up the last lyric.
Hey, man. Hey.
It's Random Man.
Your career is safe.
You know what? But Andy might have found inspiration there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Say, you do have, you got a vocal quality.
Thank
you.
Man,
Andy Grammer is
might
a,
not be good, but it, I got a quality.
As a successful musician, how many cars do you own?
Just two.
You and your wife.
So yeah, one for each. Yeah. So normal.
Normal.
A normal amount.
Keep it normal.
Okay.
What do you need so many for? I'm not like
exactly
don't.
Right. It's yeah. the ego
don't.
Thing, right?
I don't know, because we know that Al likes cars.
Yeah.
And I knew that he had more than one for himself, but we just recently learned that Al has a fleet.
He does.
Do you have a fleet?
Okay.
He has a fleet.
Okay. It's not a fleet.
It's a flat.
Don't go into it now, Al, because we have plenty of audio of you listing off your fleet of cars.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
How many?
Oh, many.
Really?
Here's a quick version of yeah. his list.
So last year for my birthday, uh-huh. I bought this 57 Chevy truck, Purple Rain, a Buick Centurion,
cherry red,
72 convertible. I saw this Mustang. It was a 66.
Oh, not the Stang.
That's four.
So the
you
four,
bought it?
There's more than the fourth one.
But no,
no, that was the last.
That's it. I mean, I got the bus and all that crap. Almost cussed right there.
To five, really?
Yeah,
five.
That's it.
How many are working?
All of them.
What about
crank any of them up?
What
right
about
now.
The short bus?
The short bus.
Yeah,
yeah
that was
short
the
bus. Yeah, that's okay. Number five.
Does the food truck count? Oh. You didn't have that one in there, so that
it doesn't
six.
Have a motor. So it's not. A, if it doesn't have a motor, it's not a car.
You know what my favorite part of this break was when we were playing the song montage and just Andy's face.
I was into it.
I was like, you took a bite of like some bad turkey.
Bad turkey. Random.
Oh,
Andy
boy.
Grammer's in studio with us celebrating Big Al Mack's birthday.
Andy Grammer's in the house.
Woo! The Big Al Mack bash continues next as we dive deep into Big Al's love life.
Uh-oh.
And we visit
oh, boy.
How his love life went in the year 2014.
Uh-oh.
And so, how I might have really, really
yeah.
hurt your love
I mean,
life.
Jenna's involved in that love life.
Mm.
So, Al, you might want to go grab a drink. And,
I got one right here, though.
And go tell your girlfriend not to listen to
another
the show.
Drink,
next we'll be back.
Welcome back to a whole bunch of crazy fun. I think it's Webdings. Yes, that's Webdings for the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Mailbox, infinity symbol, triangle, peace symbol, keyboard. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Cork out five and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman was a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know that he came to life one day.
Yeah.
Andy Grammer, the house band.
Andy Grammer.
Yeah.
Live
yeah.
in studio.
You're going to be like so tempted to put out a Christmas album next year
yeah.
now.
When are we getting the Andy like Grammer this. Christmas album? In July or something?
Sure.
I think the hardest thing for an artist to do is write an original Christmas song.
It is really
and they
hard.
Do like Mariah Carey's has become like the biggest
iconic,
of all time.
Yeah.
And
now,
that's
what you
pretty
guys,
recent.
Did you guys see the thing that she got ripped apart on?
Yeah.
I didn't think
I
that was
say
fair.
Give her a pass.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, you're
absolutely.
A singer. You're,
yeah, as a singer, you know that like that does, sometimes you just, you know, you didn't get sleep, you're sick, something's going wrong.
Your in-ear's
you can't hear
not
yourself.
Working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is but, that everything? Your in-ear? Like if that thing goes out, are you freaking
you were
out?
You're really screwed. Totally.
Yeah.
You know what's really funny?
I know
sorry.
It's mean, right?
It's mean. You, it is mean.
Yeah. Stop. She can't hear. She's, that,
right?
And are you like the nicest dude to the engineers and to the sound guys?
You better
just
be.
In case.
You try to be. Yeah, you try to be.
Because they leak this stuff and it's just mean, right?
That's crazy.
But yeah. when she doesn't show up or she keeps you waiting for 3 or 4 hours
yeah.
and you know.
Well, that's why they release it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because they get mad at
Report
you.
So don't be a diva.
Yeah. Don't be a diva and give Mariah a pass. That's what I say.
Give her a pass.
I think
she's like
had
Andy
a lot
Grammer.
Of passes,
also,
she?
Buy Andy's new album, Magazines or Novels. It's out right now.
Oh, we heard his song
so
earlier.
Good.
Honey, I'm Good. That was so fun. You need to look that up. Have you got a video for that already?
It does. Yeah. The video is super sweet, actually.
We need to look that up.
So we crowdsourced it. A bunch of everybody's been together for a certain amount of time. So the video starts with like people who've been together for a year or two.
Real couples.
Goes all the way up to like 60 years. Oh. And everybody's dancing and singing the song.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's like an old 7-year-old butt grab at the end. It's really good.
Nice.
Okay,
I
want to
be that
commercial
guy.
Break.
Yeah, exactly.
You are.
Yeah, come on. We're celebrating Big Al Mack's birthday today, by the way.
Yeah, and during the commercial breaks, we have little prizes that we're giving away to our studio audience.
Yeah, you can watch on Kid TV to watch the fun.
Yeah, and so
it's basically on the same level as like Ellen, you know, giving
prizes.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah. I would say that, Jenna.
Her first season.
Yeah. So one young lady came up and she went up under the Christmas tree and she picked out a present that looked like a hula hoop.
Well, see, here's the thing: everybody's passing over the hula hoop because everybody knows it's a hula hoop. Nobody wants the hula hoop.
Right. So she passed it up. She felt it. She said, it looks like a hula hoop. I don't think I want that. So she ended up getting, what did she get?
A Roku? Roku?
Roku. Cool, all right.
It's a Chia Pet light. So,
no?
So then
a digital player.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So
the next
contestant came up to pick out a prize, and she did take the hula hoop. So she said, this may be something
else. Gotta be something more to it, right?
She's into the arts.
An envelope fell out, and it had a gift card inside for $500 to Pier 1.
Look at that. Don't judge a book by its cover or a present
by
its wrapping.
That's a good lesson for life in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
And you can watch us on Kid TV all morning long, by the way. Even during the breaks, we're live.
Yeah.
So Kelly curses a couple times.
I'm watching myself.
Oh, okay,
you
want to
watch because it's almost like having a webcam in a bar as people get increasingly drunk through the night. Yeah.
Except we're the only ones getting drunk.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. For liability reasons, sorry, we got a drink.
And now back to the Big Al Mack birthday bash celebration.
Yes.
Year in review, which is all the funny stuff Al said throughout the year.
We can condense that into an 8-minute segment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to relationships, Al.
Okay.
Let's move on to relationships.
All right.
He's got one.
I do have one.
Al's
I'm
got a girlfriend.
A doctor.
Doctor girlfriend. A 29-year-old model-looking girl that is dating Big Al Mack.
And happens
doctor
to be
girlfriend.
A doctor.
And happens to be a doctor.
I know, Andy Grammer.
The big
we
catch
had the,
right
we
there.
Had the same look on our faces when
no,
he told
you're doing
us.
Great. Happy birthday.
She's Cuban. She's beautiful. She's smart. And Al?
I'm dating her.
Is dating
and the whole,
her.
We don't get the whole it. Goal should be, don't mess it up.
And she manages to stay with him even after he messed up the first anniversary. She stayed with him another year. So we celebrated what, the second year, Al?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he redeem himself this year? Let's find out.
We have a very nice dinner, and everybody's having a great time. We all know one another. We're all lovey. I mean, not lovey, but, you know, we...
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, it's been 2 years.
All right. What do you guys talk about at the table?
Did you order a bunch of wine, have fancy dinner?
I had a glass or two. Yeah. And my mother doesn't drink, so, you know, I didn't want to go too overboard. And, you know, but we had a great time.
Okay.
It's a couple of hours. We were at, like, this new restaurant. I'd never been there. My girlfriend picked it out. Great place. And
what was the vibes from Dr. Girlfriend?
Everything's going good.
Okay.
I'm telling you, we're having a great night. And so
she's thinking there's a ring for dessert.
That's why everything's good.
So then it comes time for the bill to come, right?
Okay.
And I kind of organized this thing.
Oh,
so y'all know exactly what this is. The writing's on the wall here. Yeah. My wallet's in the pants that I had just taken off.
Oh, Andy, it's worse than that little audio clip. He invited his entire family to this 2-year anniversary dinner.
Because you know how much girls love group dates.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But with his family being there, you know what she's thinking. It's our 2-year anniversary.
Yeah.
His family was invited to our anniversary dinner. What lunkhead invites his family without pulling out the ring and proposing?
He didn't do that.
Who says lunkhead?
So, correct me if I'm wrong, Al, but to make up for it, Andy Grammer, he decided to take her to dinner again.
Okay.
And so this time, instead of having a nice romantic dinner for two, Al decides to invite all his friends, including his Art of Shaving guy that he goes to visit every Sunday.
Close friends.
You ever been to Art of Shaving, dude? It'll change your life.
It's
I go there
cool.
every Sunday and get a shave.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
He invited random people to
so
their
what, you actually, who paid for the dinner?
She did.
Yeah.
The did doctor? You ever?
He forgot his wallet.
You ever
well,
pay
she
back?
Paid. She paid for that one, and I guess I paid
you
for
got the next one.
Yeah.
How did you propose to your wife?
I live in L.A., so I have a lot of actor friends.
Yeah.
Like people who are actors, theater people, and she loves French She speaks French and she loves French food and stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say kissing.
So I turned her little place into like a French restaurant with all my actor friends and took her to it. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. That's creative and
actually,
and intimate.
One of my good friends, have you guys ever seen Jane the Virgin, that show?
Yes.
Yeah.
The guy Raphael is like one of my best friends, Justin Baldoni. And so we showed up and he was like, he had this horrible mustache on and he was doing this French accent and he brought us into this little place. It was cool.
Mm. Did she know it was coming?
She did. Yeah, she kind of knew.
I mean, like, what is it, yeah. a few minutes into
and
it.
And I had all my other musician friends. She was living in this little shoebox apartment. So we'd like packed all my friends into this apartment.
Yeah.
And all my friends that were musicians were playing her favorite song. And it was like a whole thing. It was pretty cool.
Ha
cool.
ha. Aww. Aww. Collectively, come on, everybody.
And then I took her out to dinner and made her pay for it. So things real.
Yeah, my man. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Groffin's not the only relationship he had this year.
Yeah, Al actually, you know, she has to put up a lot dating with Big Al. And you remember the Emmys this year when Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Bryan Cranston kissed? They were making fun of when he was a guest star on the Seinfeld show.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
And so they embrace in the aisle, and they make out, like, full-on tongue, and their spouses are sitting behind them, where we thought, how awkward is that, right? Sure. Well, you know, for comedy purposes...
We have a TV show, Dish Nation, that we film.
Jenna and Al, the first Al tries to do it with me. I'm like, absolutely not. And Jenna's like, well, I'll do it. And Al says, okay. And this
I had just been dumb, so I was kind of on tilt. I was like, whatever.
Okay, so this is Big Al and
I mean,
Jenna seeing if there's any chemistry there.
Okay.
Oh my God! They're kissing! Oh my God!
We had to take it.
Oh my God!
We did it!
The good news is Jenna finally got some. The bad news is Al, you're single again.
Oh, that is really intense.
Yeah, and Dr. Girlfriend had a great sense of humor about that.
Oh, yeah, she was cool about that.
Yeah,
totally.
Jenna's due in February.
It wasn't that good.
Look at Jenna sitting there like, yeah.
True.
It wasn't that good.
I'm so fertile.
Like, yeah. I want to take Al's spot. He used to be the player on the show. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jenna's a player now.
Yeah.
Oh. That was a kiss, though.
All right, so that was the relationship segment. That was awesome.
Yeah, you're done
oh,
with
no,
that.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's still one more Big Al Mac.
No, I thought this
is probably the biggest revelation of the year.
Big reveal. Because we were doing another segment about hooking up with celebrities. We like to bust people, you know. And we had people, listeners call in, have you ever hooked up with a celebrity? And we had the best call of the year. This lady hooked up with Dustin Diamond, Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
And revealed how he did a stand-up routine. And he invited her back to his hotel room. And they literally sat up to 3 o'clock in the morning watching Saved by the Bell reruns.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that was fun, right? Could imagine. Yeah.
So we all on the show, we like had to confess, have we ever hooked up with a celebrity? And
most of us wouldn't tell the truth.
Yeah.
Well, finally, Big Al revealed.
Kelly.
Yeah, I've been on this show. Admit a couple.
I've been on this show 19 years, dog.
He never revealed this hookup until 2014, and it rocked our world.
Oh, yes. Who is it, Al?
Who is it, Al?
This better be good. You better not disappoint me.
Who is it, Al?
I have a feeling I'm not going to know her.
Say it. Say the dang name.
It's like he's getting ready for the letter M.
I know. Is it M? Martha?
Mary. Minnie Riperton.
It is Minnie. M. You're right.
Monique. Mary.
Minnie.
Millie.
Millie Jackson.
Ooh. Millie Jackson.
Millie Jackson.
Who's Millie Jackson?
Yeah, Andy's at a loss. We didn't know Millie Jackson.
Who is Millie Jackson?
We didn't know who she
Don't
was.
Don't worry,
either.
Andy. JC and I didn't
either. Can you get some help?
Oh, look her
Millie
up.
Millie Jackson.
Who is that?
She knows, is. She's is. Familiar with Millie Jackson.
Nobody is.
Here she is right here.
Oh, my God.
Please look at her
she
album.
Is.
That's
her photo.
Millie Jackson.
She is very crude.
She's one of the most vulgar performers of all time.
And blues, sexual.
Oh, blues singer, right?
Yeah.
Lounge singer. Dirty, dirty, dirty.
But if loving is you is wrong, she don't want me right.
She will cuss and cuss and cuss.
If you want to be felt up, go to a Millie Jackson concert.
She literally goes out in the audience and...
And grabs dudes. Like,
all you need to see is that album cover. The best picture she could find was her sitting on a toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. I mean, you guys were...
Would have been better if Andy Grammer knew who Millie Jackson was.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's okay, we didn't either.
It's okay, though.
We didn't either.
It's okay.
Oh,
we had the same reaction.
It's probably best.
We're celebrating Big Al Mack's birthday with a nice montage of the funny things he did and said all year long.
I'm kind of starting to perspire.
Now,
you're sweating alcohol. That's what it is.
Yeah, just the booze.
Andy, you were just on The Voice. You did The Voice thing. Our friend Reagan James was on The Voice this year.
She was one of the contestants on Team Blake.
Nice. So she did a great job for Team Blake this season. Al loves Blake Shelton. That's
my boy, man.
That's his
I saw
dude.
Him in the bathroom.
That's his
awesome.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That's my cracker crush.
So can we save that forever? Yeah. Okay, like, seriously, we need that. So Al, since Reagan was on Team Blake, he's like, this is my in with Blake. I'm going to make a video, and Reagan, you need to give it to Blake Shelton. And Kelly noticed something at the end of the video when Al walked into the bathroom.
You know, everybody's making these videos. Will you go to the prom with me? Will you go to the homecoming dance with me? All of these people are making videos. So I made a video for Blake Shelton. To hopefully that Reagan will be able to show Blake, and Blake will come down here and maybe hang out with me.
Okay.
Hey, Blake Shelton, what's up? This is Big Al from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Just want to tell you, got kind of a guy crush on you. Not in a strange way, but I am kind of looking forward to hanging out with you at some point. Come by my bar, McKinney Avenue Tavern, have a beer on me, maybe even a shot. We can kind of hang out and kick it for a little bit. Your latest song, Come a Little Closer, real special song to me, so... That's why I come a little closer to you every day, right here.
Okay, so you really can't see what I'm referencing.
Did you toot?
No. Somebody put that in there.
I'll try to talk over it.
Somebody, I don't think I did. So there's a cardboard cutout of Blake that the camera is.
Oh, did you too?
It goes right to the cardboard cutout of Blake as I sit down on the commode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
I think your body has a natural reflex.
Did you too, Al?
No, I don't think I did.
Listen.
Okay. These are my friends.
Supposedly.
These are my friends.
Al wanted to send a video to Blake Shelton where he's tooting it.
I guess Blake Shelton won't be showing up today for the birthday surprise.
He's tooting it.
Oh, we have
Andy Grammer in studio with us all morning.
Yeah,
long.
We do.
Bring
Andy Grammer.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And please. Tin toast to tin, tin tout saint, tin tall tents. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You want to say it again?
Oh, again?
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and please send toast to tin tents, tin tents stout saints, tin tall tents. Tin tall tents. Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Hold on a second. Na 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 na
na na na na na
na na na na
na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na
na
na na No, Mariah, nobody invited you.
Ours was better than hers.
Stop, Mariah.
I really want it.
Stop.
Want it. Want it.
Come on, Mariah. Okay, now you're
going to take it out. All I really want is you.
I mean, I could do that.
Love it.
Give her a pass.
Love
everyone give her a pass.
Just because you said that,
yes,
I will give her a pass.
Please. It is hard to sing.
It is hard to sing.
Yeah.
You hear that, kids? It is hard to sing.
Look at that T-shirt. It is hard to
it's
sing.
Hard to
It'll
sing.
Be no Andy Grammer.
That is a fun T-shirt.
Announcer Nick got to do live announcements today, and they're weird because he has no idea what he's reading until he has the sheet of paper in his hand. Now, unfortunately, we didn't get to all of them, Nick, so we're going to let you read the rest of them.
Oh, perfect.
Is the show already almost over?
Okay. I mean,
I don't know.
Almost, but not really.
I'm drinking
margaritas. But I really just want to make sure we get them all in.
Yeah, we have to.
Because all the guys in the production room spent a lot of time writing.
They're sponsored,
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go. Let's open the paper.
Okay, here we go.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show with Kelly Raspberry, a TV theme show song. JC. Hi. Jenna. And Big Al Mac.
Hey there, nephew. Let me holler at you. Swing my baggage door and pick me up the rib while you went home today, will ya?
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Way to go, Nick.
That was a good one.
Wow. Way to go, Nick.
Do we have one more mic? We have one more.
All right, here we go.
Let's open it up. Let's see what it would have been.
Here's a Kid Craddock Morning Show word of the day.
Oh God.
Pneumocerosacal microscopic lipsiocanesis?
Easy.
Stay in school, kids. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a proud Texas A&M Aggie.
That's right.
Give him the money sign.
It's a proud Texas A&M Aggie. How long you been here, Nick?
5 years.
Five years. Yep. Yeah. We don't fire people around here.
No, we don't. We stay.
Nick's good.
Like cockroaches, just stay.
Speaking of that, Al, how's the contract negotiations going today?
We'll see after my next margarita. Oh, by the way, shout out to Southwest Kia, because your commercials today are going to be on point.
Al forgot he has to do commercials.
Bill Dickinson is going to be so proud of me today.
How many margaritas are you in?
Going to be giving away cars at Southwest
Kia.
Thank you,
Smiley. Oh, Lord.
We've officially reached Two Drink Kelly, Big Al Max on like four.
No, this is the second one. Hold on, let me take a drink.
I'll have another, I guess.
Let me take a drink.
Okay. One. I thought we had some stuff to record, so I kind of wanted to stay.
It's fine. It's fine when you record stuff when you're kind of tipsy. It makes you loose.
But I don't think Andy Grammer ascribes to that. What is
aspires,
the word I'm looking for?
Aspires
to that,
or subscribes?
You don't think you're better when you're a little looser. I mean, you perform sober, right?
I don't drink, but...
at all?
No, not at all.
Oh,
I know. Oh wow.
What's so in that cup? Like,
boo.
Leave, Andy.
Such a downer.
Yeah, but see, Andy's learned the key, and this is what I do when I go out and don't want to drink. You get your soda or water and put a lime in it, and then
everybody just
thinks you're drinking.
Off.
Yeah,
don't
like,
we
yeah.
do
alone.
Don't we do background checks on these artists? People coming in here to sing and they don't drink.
So you've never gotten drunk, or it wasn't your thing.
It wasn't really my thing. Yeah,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
good for you, man. Good for you.
Nothing wrong with it, though.
Yeah,
I'll hang
that's
out.
That's right. There's nothing
I'll
wrong.
I'll take back
with
that
it.
Gift card.
I mean, no judgments on anybody.
Yeah, no judgment.
Proceed.
I'll take back that gift card I gave you for my bar.
Yeah,
you won't be needing.
I know he still give it to you because there's not that much alcohol. Andy, do you have any resolutions for next year? Do you do the resolution thing?
I haven't thought of it very much. I don't know.
Yeah,
resolutions would be to. I gotta cut down
do
the sugar, man.
Do something better. Yeah, sugar?
Cut down the sugar.
I love sugar.
Yeah,
really?
Me too.
Yeah.
So much.
What's your go-to?
Everything.
Like you like candy sugar?
Candy,
like gummy bears?
Candy, cake, donuts. I'm like the worst.
Yeah. I was at the liquor store yesterday, and there's a woman that makes chocolate bars, and she bakes or melts gummy bears in them.
That sounds amazing.
Was this before or after you picked up your 8-year-old daughter from school?
It was before.
Yeah.
I was buying gifts for other people.
What's your resolution, gotcha. Kelly, this year? Or next year?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it yet.
You have, like, the year's almost over.
I know, but I mean, I'm going to be off for some time. I'll sit down and think about it. I put thought into it. I just haven't thought about it yet.
Yeah, I haven't either, really.
You haven't thought about it
either? Getting serious
in here. Jenna?
I resolved to get a boyfriend.
Wow.
And maybe spend less money.
Yeah.
Or, like, not spend less, but like, just save.
I know.
That's spending less.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I mean, they kind of go hand in hand.
I'd mine's, be better, but I need to save more.
Mine's probably not to take songs so literally. You know, because
like what?
That's a real problem
that,
for you.
That, yeah, that Deck the Hall song.
What are you talking about? I'm
listening,
being real.
I'm listening to Deck the Halls, and I go out there and I do it, and then Mr. and Mrs. Hall get all mad at me.
What are you talking
that's
about?
That's really good.
Oh wow, that was a stretch.
We all took that so serious.
That was a stretch.
We couldn't even answer because we're like, well, like mentally, spiritually, what are you speaking
yeah,
of?
Yeah, yeah. And then he's like,
are you talking about you punch people with the last name of Hall? Was, is that what you're saying?
That was.
Oh, that yes. was an attempt at humor. I got it, but
yeah.
what are you going to do? I know you've thought of something.
Huh?
I know you've thought of something, JC.
I'm going to try the splits again.
You can't redo your resolution.
Yes,
you know what? If you fail, people resolve to stop smoking every year, and if they don't do it, they try again.
I had an injury this year that prevented me from doing the splits, which was my resolution last year, and I decided
learn how to do a split.
I want to try again, and I'm going to get a machine that helps me. I don't know if they sell
I thought resolutions were about, like, bettering yourself or those around you, making you a
flexibility
better
makes some me a better person.
You know, the show resolution we're going to try.
For your wife or what?
Yes.
Right. For this morning, we were talking about the Hizzywood Hizzle. We're going to maybe rename that in 2015. So that could be a resolution for the show.
The Hizzywood Hizzle?
Yeah,
that's
our
gossip
showbiz,
report.
Like, report first thing. And it's kind of old. We've had that since Snoop Dogg made it. I mean, this is like 94.
Yeah.
When Snoop was saying Izzle and Hizzle.
And we don't even know what a Hizzle is.
Mm-mm.
You know, like what's a Hizzle?
I don't know.
So we're going to maybe come up with a new show name for that. I mean, a name for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an upgrade.
It's a lofty goal right there.
Aim low.
Now, Andy, there was a request for you to maybe do a song. And if you're not cool with it yet,
okay,
I'm putting you on the spot right now.
Should we try this?
Do you want to try it?
Let's give it a shot. I hadn't heard this song before.
Well, first of all, who wrote the lyrics, Mike?
Shannon
wrote the lyrics, and so we apologize.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Andy Grammer.
But have you guys heard the original song?
What is the original?
Merry Christmas from the Family.
We played a clip of it the other day. Let's hear it.
Here we go. Drunk and Dad got drunk at a Christmas party. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade eggnog.
Yeah.
Is this one of your favorites, Andy?
I love this song.
Oh, perfect.
Slash, I heard it at 4 a.m. when I woke up to work
exactly,
this out.
Right? Okay.
So here we go, guys. This is for you.
This is not rehearsed. Shannon wrote
it. With Shannon's lyric.
Andy Grammer's performing it.
Oh, boy.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's Big Al's birthday party. They're drinking mimosas. Eating chicken bog. Jenna hasn't found a new boyfriend. Big and Al and Kelly still have tension. JC's the crazy Mexican. He sings Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Somehow going better than I thought it was
going
to go. Slash, not very
good. It's just
good
still going. Yeah.
So far, so good. Enjoy.
2014's come and gone, yeah. And yeah, they're still soldiering on. Two drink, Kelly screams, woo. Jenna shows some side boob.
We'll trust it today.
We still don't know how Al got his girl. She could have any man in the world. Must be the judgment's blurred from watered down drinks at the mat.
Watered down drinks at the man.
So have Merry Christmas from our family.
Mr.
First
Andy Grammer.
Sounds like that song and he nails it. That's why you're a professional.
Sounds
Andy.
Like a smash to me.
I know. You should put that on your album.
Yeah.
You ever sing karaoke, dog?
Oh, I hate karaoke.
Do you?
Most real singers do.
Is that bad? Yeah, because everybody looks at you like, do something real good. But the whole point of karaoke is to be terrible.
Right. So as a professional, I get it. For us,
worst.
We love it.
And the acoustics are probably just terrible compared to what
you
you're
just
used
can't,
to.
There's no way to win if you're like a singer and they want you to do
you're
it.
You're expected
unless,
to be the
like,
best.
Unless you're like a Broadway vocalist type thing and you go in and nail out, knock those out. But I...
If you had to, though, like if you were put on the spot with your friends at a party and you had to do karaoke, surely you have a go-to or something.
I just go ridiculous,
you know.
Like I'm too sexy for my, like whatever.
Yeah.
You just got to go like full-on novelty.
Or like super hip-hop.
Because you can't win. The mics are usually crappy and it's just like, I don't know, I sound like a Grinch. But that's like, that's
no,
the real
but,
deal.
No, it's honest.
Yeah. Karaoke is made for regular people.
Karaoke Grinch. Yeah.
For us, people who are not very talented.
Yeah.
And that's us. We have some Christmas presents under the tree that we've been giving away all morning long.
And during commercial breaks, we've been doing it on Kid TV.
We've been raffling them off. So we're going to finish off those presents right now. So I'm going to call two tickets. I'll begin with this one.
All right.
Are they the same numbers in the end?
Well, you just do the last three.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm doing. 636. All right. Go pick your Christmas present under the tree.
There's only a couple left?
Yeah, there's only a couple left. There's two left, I believe.
Well, then pick yours and...
What did you get? What'd you get? We literally
this is so
cleaned.
Much fun.
Literally, we cleaned out the prize closet.
Yep.
There's some great stuff in there. There's some crap. What'd you get?
Was that
a beacon?
A beacon.
What is that?
Wireless speaker.
Okay,
pretty cool. That's actually pretty cool. I would use that. Let's give away this next prize. 618.
Yay!
618.
All right.
Come on, 618.
The box is. Suspiciously the same size as the last one.
I wonder what it's going to be.
It's
perfect
it's
for
exactly
you,
exactly what I wanted. Justin Bieber perfume.
Justin Bieber perfume.
Someday.
For the woman
Justin
in your
Bieber's
life.
Someday.
Or for you. Andy
Grammer, you know there's money to be made in perfumes. You should come out with
there
your
really
own.
There really is.
The problem with that is that you have to take one of those pictures for the advertising.
And
that's really
creepy.
Rough.
Do you have some cool merch when you go and do your shows?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we got
with
cool
your
merch.
Mug on it and stuff?
I haven't put the face on it yet, but some people say they want that, but that just feels like a lot.
I want the face on it.
You know?
I bought a Miley Cyrus t-shirt and sweatshirt when she came to town.
Nice.
Dude. $99 for the sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a line from here to the street.
So yeah, people still buy it.
It a little more economical than that.
Yeah.
Now, we called out two tickets right here, which means everybody should have been called except one person.
Oh.
Was there one person whose ticket was not called? Aww. Was that you, ma'am?
Yes.
Well, that sucks for you.
It does.
Yeah.
Aww. What's your name?
Megan.
Megan, I'm sorry. Do you usually have such bad luck?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Megan? You actually are not going to go away empty-handed.
Oh, good.
We're going to hook you up with a brand new guitar signed by Mr. Andy Grammer himself.
Yay! Oh, wow.
Guitar.
We haven't told him he's signing it, but he will sign it.
Very nice.
You get the grand prize.
The actual guitar that he's...
No, there's a new guitar. That's Andy's guitar. We're not giving it to Andy's. And he's like, wait, that wasn't part of the deal.
So he can even personalize it and kiss it.
What's your name?
Megan.
Megan.
Is it M-E-G-A-N or M-E-A-G-E-N?
You want it to you, Megan, or is there someone else you're going to give this to? Gotta think ahead.
M-E-A?
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
Very nice.
See, watching a celebrity sign is
so cool. Autographing on the radio. That's what we're going to do more of next year.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Well, everybody walks away with a present, except us.
Do you play?
You know what?
You do now.
You're my gift every day, JC.
You're my gift, Kelly.
And you're my gift, Big Al.
Thank you,
And you're
Kelly.
My gift, Jenna.
Thanks.
Every day. Come to this job every day as a gift every day.
We are blessed. We have great jobs. And thank you guys for coming out, taking times out of... taking times out of your schedules to come down here and hang out with us for my birthday and see Mr. Andy Grammer.
Happy
Very
birthday,
nice
buddy.
Of you guys. Very nice of you guys.
Andy Grammer, thank you so much for hanging out with us all morning long.
So fun.
Make sure you pick up his album, Magazines or Novels. It's available
Go check
right
out
now.
The Honey, I'm Good video. It's really
yes,
good.
Yes, we're playing it on Kid TV during the commercials. It's so cute.
It's really good. There's a couple celebrities in there you can like pick off, too. It's
Who?
Cool.
Great song.
Well, no, that's the thing. You got to go check it out.
I wasn't watching that closely.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
I'll go look.
Like with their real husbands or wives. It's cool.
Oh, okay.
Go check it out.
Tell me when we're off the air.
Yeah, we'll
Kelly, Kelly wants to go check out his video and find the celebrities and let us know who they are, and we'll be right back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show, starring my man crush, JC. With his chiseled man abs, sexy facial hair, and well-manscaped region, and a laugh that just makes me tingle inside. The Kid Craddock Morning Show. And today we're celebrating Big Al's birthday, but tonight it's free shots at the mat all night. And welcome back to the Kid Craddock Morning Show, starring Big Al Mack, the biggest ho-ho-ho on the radio. Welcome to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
You guys want more of that?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days. Friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. From now on, we all will be together if the fates allow. So hang a shining star upon the highest bough and have yourself a merry little Christmas, yeah. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Andy Grammer.
That is so good.
We are so blessed to have Andy Grammer. This is his last performance before Christmas, right?
Yeah,
you're going
totally.
Home to celebrate. Thank you, Andy Grammer,
Thank
for being
you very
with us
much.
Today.
One more time.
We're so glad. Thanks, Andy.
I mean, the next time I consider having Coolio at my bar, I'm going to give you serious consideration.
Give me a shout.
That, no, you don't want to do that, Andy.
Give me a shout.
Not only do we thank Andy Grammer for wrapping up his year with us, we want to also thank our affiliates. We have 70 affiliates who keep us on the air, and we appreciate you so much. We thank all the Kid Nation listeners who have stuck with us, the friends on social media who always pump us up and most of the time give us good, positive
most of the time. You know, they might not let us back in a real VIP at the concert, but that's cool. No,
that's right.
Pray for the haters.
Thank you to the people who watch us on Kid TV all morning long. Hope you had fun. And if you missed anything this morning, you can see the recordings. You can download the Christmas Flush, the format, at KidNation.com.
All right.
And happy birthday, Big Al.
Thank you, brother.
Thank y'all very much. Thank you guys very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, take us out.
This was a very, very special day. Thank you, Andy, for coming down, and I appreciate it. I don't know if you cashed a check already or not. You might need to hold it for a couple of days, you know, let some things kind of clear. but thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you, studio audience.
Studio audience.
Thank you. It's very nice of you. JC, I love you. You have a great year leading the show here, and we appreciate everything you do. You get better every single day.
Love
Kelly.
You, buddy.
Yeah, Kelly, I love you. I'm sorry that we had an uncomfortable exchange earlier in the year when I grabbed your butt and my girlfriend got really, really upset at me.
We've moved past that, Al.
We've moved past that. Jenna, yeah. We appreciate you. I'm sorry you got dumped earlier in the year twice by the same guy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But hopefully one of the two
Not
or three.
Again. Don't worry.
Yeah, hopefully yeah. something else that you
There's
got in
few.
The fire. Yeah, hopefully
hey.
Something else. Will,
you know.
Yeah, there you go. Psycho Shannon, we can't see you. I know you're not in the room, but we love you too. Okay, baby girl?
Okay. I love you, Al.
All right. There she
Hello.
Is. All right. Hello. And if you're listening in your car at home or at work, we love you. Thank you very much for listening. 2014, the Kid Craddock Morning
Merry
Show.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.